All right, welcome to the 47th episode of Charlie and Me. It's cold.
Quick, sports player that wears the number 47.
47?
Yeah, because I can't think of anyone.
Oh, boy, I don't know. 47? I have no idea.
I got nothing.
We haven't even had 47 presidents in the U.S. yet.
Yep, right you are.
Well, 47th episode. If you're not our friends and family, we're not sure why you're listening, but thanks for coming.
Props for finding it.
Props. I don't know how you got here, but we're glad you're here. If you are our friends and family, thanks for listening. We got a fun one lined up. A little non-conventional. It should be a good time. Charlie.
Yo.
How long do you think you could stand outside naked?
I don't think I'd get there.
Yeah, dude. I think the moment I opened the door, I'd shut it.
That like little like front entryway outside my front of my building, like where there's two doors.
Yeah.
I think I'll get to that little walk, and then because that's not heated, and then I'd be I'm good.
Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, I'm with you, dude. It is cold. I had to walk to the grocery store today, and it's not even the coldest day yet, and I didn't realize how cold I was till I got home and I was shaking. And I wore big coats. Like I wore a big one.
I'm still wearing a small coat and a hat, and I've been inside for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I got an email today from my landlord basically saying they don't think our radiators are going to be able to keep up. So.
Damn. That's that's not really what you're looking for.
Not too comforting. Not too comforting.
Because he's not going to turn up the heat or what?
No, they're up far west. Like, it's that cold. He goes, yeah, they weren't really meant for this temperature, you know, this cold temperature. So.
Nothing is.
We'll see. I was like,
We weren't meant for this temperature either. Negative 60 degree wind chill at 8 a.m. tomorrow in Chicago. It's supposed to be negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Real.
7 a.m. at O'Hare, negative 21 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, God. To those poor people in Iowa City, it's going to be negative 23 at 5 a.m. They should have spring practice.
Treadmill.
Well, anyway, if you didn't know, the polar vortex is underway.
It's upon us.
And we're excited.
I'm working from home now, so that's always cool.
I'm working from home as well. I don't have to go in, but I gotta work. So it'll be good. Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, I'm gonna expand it past this weekend. It's just the last like 6 days or so.
6 days, that's a long time.
I've been on this like dead musician like kick, because it turns out I don't know anything about music.
Okay.
So like I just go on these weird rabbit holes, learning about these people, and just so happens they're all dead. But yeah, so I'm on Michael Jackson. He's a creepy guy.
Yeah.
Good music, creepy guy. Yeah,
he had a couple lawsuits about that.
Yeah, just a few. Avicii. That was a sad story.
Did you Did you take a pill in Ibiza?
No, he didn't sing that.
To show Avicii you were cool.
I know. I was just trying to acknowledge by knowing he didn't. He doesn't sing that song.
Most people don't reference themselves in their own songs, Charlie.
Michael Jackson would.
Maybe, but he's creepy.
But anyway, like the documentary I watched about Avicii, you could just see his body like deteriorating. Like they didn't show him like doing any like drugs or alcohol, but you could just see it. He was dumb. And then. It started with Freddie Mercury, Queen.
Ooh, I like it.
And then Kurt Cobain. I knew nothing about him from Nirvana.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain was kind of interesting fella.
Interesting, so interesting death on that one. But yeah, that's kind of, when in doubt, I'm probably YouTubing, Googling something, figuring out some conspiracy theories.
I'll be blunt with you.
I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but like some of the
not conspiracy theory, but maybe submit the best ones.
I mean, there's some.
Just send them to us.
Some people make decent points.
Yeah, Bush to 9/11. That's what people think.
Nah, see, I'm not behind those ones.
No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, definitely. There might be a little merit in some of them. Who knows? I got some conspiracy theories of my own, but I'm not going to spill the beans on these airways. With FaceTime being messed up and everything, and I don't know who's watching me right now. My week was good as well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Yeah, didn't really do a whole bunch this weekend. Just kind of laid around. I went and walked the Miracle Mile just for shits and gigs.
Hoping a miracle would happen to you?
It was a cold day. Put some, but the sun was out. It was nice.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Today.
Bet your bottom dollar.
If it comes out tomorrow, it might just freeze.
I think at that point it'll be just like, prove it's that cold that a cloud just can't exist.
Yeah. Oh, God. Other than that, didn't do a whole bunch. We couldn't get together on Sunday and record this. So we're recording on Tuesday. So live action here.
Back to the old methods.
Yeah, I went and had a fantastic meal with my aunts and grandma. So shout out to them if they're listening.
I heard them.
Don't think they are. But yeah, good times. Fast times. I can't believe you're a conspiracy theory guy. I just can't get over it. This really messed up my entire vibe right there.
I will not. Okay, I will say I don't believe any of the conspiracy theories about any of these people I've listened to, but it makes you think for a little bit.
Yeah. They all make you think a little bit.
The Kurt Cobain one. I just don't.
You know, Ted Bundy died, not Ted Bundy. Jesus Christ.
Ted Bundy did die, Grant. He got electrocuted.
Wait, where did Kurt Cobain die?
Like Seattle.
Who was the Who was the one that died in a plane crash in Iowa? It happened recently. It didn't happen recently, but it was the anniversary of it happening was recently.
That was
All right, you keep talking and I'll look it up.
I'm looking it up right now.
No, I'm looking it up. I bet I win.
Buddy Holly.
You're right.
Yeah, the Surf Ballroom. That was our last show.
Yeah, and then they died in a plane crash.
But then they died. No, Kurt Cobain, it was like, they died of an overdose, like a heroin overdose. But ultimately, like, he shot himself with a shotgun. But there was no exit wound. And, like, you're shooting yourself from close range with a shotgun.
There's probably going to be an exit wound.
And there was, like, no blood.
Oh, boy. What if he was overdosed and then somehow his blood had stopped pumping, but he still shot himself?
Yeah, so, like, how could he do it?
I don't know.
The amount of heroin that was also in his bloodstream was, like, enough to kill, like, 4 or 5 people.
Jesus Christ.
So some people say he, like, his wife or ex-wife, a significant other of once upon a time, killed him and, like, ejected him with heroin because she was also a user.
Oh.
And then shot him to make it look like it. Because also, the way the gun was flipped, the shell casing was found on the other side.
Well, it wasn't a lefty gun?
Oh. Like, the casing was, so it's like, yeah, this makes you think.
It's definitely a little interesting.
And, like, they hired a private investigator to look for him, and, like, it took him 3 days to look in his house. Like,
something's going on. Something makes you think a little bit.
Where do you go?
And that right there is just why you don't get divorced all around.
See, I don't think they were divorced at the time.
Oh, so she was widowed. She was a widow.
Now she's widowed. I think.
Well, you said ex-wife. You said ex-wife.
I said ex-wife, significant other of some at some point.
Oh, if it's an ex-wife, then that means that they're not together anymore. And they got divorced.
Now they're exes because...
Well, no, you're not exes after that. It would be my husband, well, my wife, but then they passed away. What?
But not... So, yeah, it's just that kind of stuff. I still think you, like, overdosed and whatnot, but...
We could go into, like, an entire podcast of just introducing conspiracy theories and trying to debunk them.
And then Michael Jackson, there's videos of his corpse apparently moving... Like, after, like, during the...
Okay, that's actually kind of a thing, though.
And then there's a couple people who, like, that Atlanta, the show Atlanta, some people will say that guy is like Michael Jackson. There's one episode where, you know, a guy bleaches his skin. Naturally, people make these correlations, and next thing you know, it makes you think it has scratched a little bit.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It is a thing, though. Like people urinate after they die. That's like a real thing. And it takes muscles. You need muscles to urinate.
They defecate.
People do a lot of things.
Because your muscles relax, Grant. There's nothing to quench. flinch.
True, but like you also, yeah, people do have like muscle spasms after they die.
Well, it's rigor mortis. Rigor mortis.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Kendrick. All right. Let's go into our podium. Our podium today is, if you've ever watched the show You on Netflix, if you haven't watched it, spoiler, we're doing car crash moments from You, or like moments that you can't look away from and you have to keep watching, and they kind of almost make you want to keep watching it more and like stick around, because if you've ever watched a car accident happen, you watch it happen and then you like kind of walk towards it until you realize that everyone's like, okay.
I don't want to see anything gross, but I'm going to look.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep watching. You like got your hands over your eyes, but your one finger's out of the way.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys have seen this, because Grant and I watched it at similar times. So we were kind of texting back and forth about it. It's one of those ones that kind of makes your skin crawl, but kind of has you hooked at the same time.
We're not sponsored by Netflix or anything, but we would definitely recommend you watch this. But anyway, yeah. Charlie, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
Out of the kindness of your heart.
Yeah, I have a pretty kind heart, I know. the whole concept of, like, in the first episode of Joe just standing outside her apartment, and I don't know why, she's on the ground floor and has her shades up, but just having her do her nightly activities.
I'm just watching.
Standing there in dark doorway, having fun with...
He's playing with himself.
Yeah.
Damn it, that was my top one too. By far, that was the top one. I was like, what the fuck?
So, it's like really early in the show, and you're like, what am I getting into? But
yeah, I kept watching after that, and it was...
And what's it, set in like New York or something? So it's like, he's standing on the street, and no one's going to walk by? BS.
Dude, I think New York's a little weirder than we think, but I don't know.
But like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's some dude just playing with himself in the bushes was not something I really needed to see, but for some reason...
For some reason, Grant kept watching.
Yeah. Boy, I really walked into that one. All right. When he was at Peach's house in the Hamptons and stitched his eyebrow up himself...
But
and you see him like he like when he puts the needle in and you watch it, you're like, this is fucking terrible. What is he doing?
That's what I had to cover my eyes for that part.
I was watching it and I like couldn't cover my I like wanted to cover my eyes and I was like, I can't cover my eyes. I have to watch
it. It was like the half cover. It was like
your body physically cringes.
Your hand goes over your face, but your fingers are spread really far apart, so you can see so clearly. Yeah,
it's like it's just there for reassurance.
Yeah, it's like my security blanket.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it was weird.
The whole time he was there.
Yeah, and then you're like, dude, why are you even here? Like, what are you doing? I don't understand. But
yeah, my second one, kind of general, but like, is that first time he takes you down in the basement, and it's just that you see that glass box. I didn't even really know. It was really early on the first episode, so I didn't even like know how full creeper this was gonna go.
Yeah.
But in my head, I was like, "That's a torture dungeon."
Oh god, yeah.
And, like, it wasn't being used for that at the time, but then like, yeah, totally like 10 minutes later, totally called it torture dungeon.
Yeah. No, I.
It was like I just gave off that creepy vibe. It was a clear box, old books, but like.
I had that one in there too. Yeah.
A fortress. It was the basement around the box probably gave me the vibe more than the box.
Yeah. It was, yeah, for sure the... I had that on my list too, but, like, anytime... this probably isn't mine because you basically just said it, but anytime that someone gets locked into, like, the box, you're just like, this is so cringeworthy because it's like, this is so, like... This can't end well. There's nothing's gonna end good about locking someone in somewhere.
And the time, like, guys, like, banging on the wall and, like, yelling, and he goes, oh, yeah, the basement's soundproof.
Yeah.
Because the old man used to like to read in silence. I'm like, yeah, that's why it's soundproof.
That's why it's soundproof. It thinks it's been soundproof since then.
It looked like it came out of the straight 1700s, but it's soundproof.
Don't worry. Yeah, that was weird. On that note then, this is another moment that wasn't super car crashy, but it definitely was kind of cringy. So he killed the guy in the dungeon. And then he had a romantic dinner with her. In the same exact spot.
Yeah. Well, like, there's so much happened on, like, someone was throwing up all over that same exact spot.
That's the last place I would even, like, feel romantic. This guy's, like, crazy.
Torture chamber. Well, yeah. I mean, there you go. He's certifiably nuts.
Yeah. I mean, that's an obvious statement. But still, like, holy shit, dude. I was just like, what the fuck?
Also, I like the full of candles in that room. And he goes, yeah, there's a ton of priceless works of art in here. But like, or like the books or whatever.
Yeah, but the romance will probably cover it up.
But the romance is fine. We'll just let
what the hell, man? God.
My thing is, like, my last one is, you like, didn't like really like come out and say it until the end necessarily, but like his like trophies, memento type things that he'd collect.
Yeah,
that was like the long term car crash. That was the pile.
Yeah, that was the pile up. Yeah, if he would have gotten rid of those, it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny because that was kind of my last one too, but it was basically just the teeth in a jar.
It's the teeth in a jar. It was the biggest one.
The teeth in the jar, I was like, oh, and when he goes to extract the teeth, oh, with a hammer, he's just going to knock them out of this guy's mouth. Oh, even if he's dead, I still feel bad for that guy's dental hygiene. Or when you thought he was gonna get caught, like burning the body.
Oh, yeah, you wanna join me? Please don't join me.
And the lady's like, oh, I'd love to, and he's like, no, I can't, no, never mind.
And then her husband's like, yeah, dude, that guy's a creep.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. There's so many just.
What about like him just like following to that like 1900s like costume fest book thingy?
Yeah, that was creepy, and apparently she thought it was endearing.
Yeah, like, in what world? I know we're, like, being super, it's like, do us the show, but, like,
yeah,
what obviously. World, like, oh, yeah, oh, I'm just here to sell books. Yeah, right. Like,
yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that was creepy. Oh, God, so much of it was creepy. You know what fears me, and going off of all the car crash shit now, what if people actually try to, like, imitate that kind of behavior?
Someone's gonna do something. Well, like, because the whole, for anyone who hasn't listened, it all stems from people like going super stalker on like social media. So like that part made it. Like after the third episode, I was ready to delete all my social media. Like, boom.
Dude, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, because I post like I give location tags all the time. Yeah, I'm right here. People could find us together in our podcast
photos. Because of that, I looked back at how many times I've on my personal Instagram, how many times I've posted this past year. Two. I'm like, I can so delete this and it'd be no problem. And then I realized my account wasn't even private. Like, oh, God.
Mine's not private either, but... Hey, neither's a podcast, Charlie and Me.
Oh.
Podcast, yeah. Charlie and Me. Give us a follow. Give us a like, you know.
We got a few funny likes, but I think we're ready for a live show because the Chicago House of Blues...
Yeah, we should hit him up. See if we can get on or something.
Get a live show for our 30 logo guests on a good day.
Yeah. All right, well, should we bust into our next segment here?
Let's do it.
Hey Sam, welcome to Charlie and Me. We have one question for you.
All right.
How are you going to deal with the polar vortex, and are you running outside tomorrow?
I am not running outside tomorrow because I have been officially transferred to a sprinter. But to deal with the polar vortex, I'm going to, you know, create my own fireplace and, you know, burn some wood in there and huddle around that for 10 hours straight.
All right. What's the temperature supposed to be tomorrow?
Like a high of negative 13, not including wind chill or something.
Oh, God, that's weak.
Nothing.
Weak. All right. All right, Sam.
It's not nothing.
All right, negative 20 in Chicago, so bye.
All right, bye.
Hey.
Sorry, I think I bugged out, dude.
Oh, no worries. Welcome to the Charlie and Me podcast, Jack. We wanna ask you one question. What are you doing to prepare for the polar vortex?
Staying inside. for the most part. Stocking up on soup, I guess. That's good. Cuddling with my roommate. That's good.
That's the answer we were looking for. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, I know.
Why don't people pick up their phones anymore?
Hello?
Lauren, welcome to the Charlie Me podcast. We just have one question for you.
What's up?
What are you doing to prepare for the polar vortex?
Ooh, so like right now?
I mean, you could be doing it right now. I don't know.
Or what are you going to do tomorrow?
Yeah, or what are you going to do tomorrow? Are you going to go outside and play in the snow? Or?
Oh, absolutely not. We're not leaving the house.
So, any plans?
I stocked up on some groceries, got a couple candles.
Candles are important.
Might cover the doors in plastic. Right now I'm making some dino chicken nuggets.
Oh, the dino nugs? Those are
the best.
Yeah, those
are the best ones.
You're set.
Well, I'll be over. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Lauren.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello?
Hey, Robert.
What's up?
Well, you're welcome to the Charlie Me podcast. We're recording you illegally, but what's your plan for the polar vortex tomorrow? What are you going to do?
I have no clue. Hopefully not go to work.
How are you going to be productive to society then?
Yeah, you don't have nothing to do?
No. I can do homework, I guess.
Boy.
People being so responsible.
This is the most responsible one we've heard yet. I heard Dino Nugs, and that was the best one, but all right. Thanks, Robbie.
Yeah, all right.
Bye. Boy, the ringtone's going to be so much fun if people listen to it for like 10 hours. Ring. We should make it ourselves. We should create our own callback tone where like people call us, and then they like get like the do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Call has been forwarded.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Cole. You're on the Charlie Me podcast. We are illegally recording you, but...
Are you kidding me?
We have one question for you, and that's it. You ready?
Yep.
What are you doing to prepare for the negative 23 degrees tomorrow at 5 a.m. in Iowa City?
I am currently buying Hy-Vee Chinese right now.
Smart man.
Stocking up on that Chinese
You should
food.
Stock up on that as much as possible. But while you're there, maybe pick up some toilet paper because you're going to want that too.
I should do that. That's smart.
I got your back, man.
I'm distracted right now and I declined my card.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Call twice. Everybody answers twice.
Okay. Whatever your name is.
Billy McFarland. They call me Billy.
Billy.
Do, 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 do.
Thanks, Joe.
Boy.
Your call.
Hold on. See, call twice. We're actually calling twice now. We're employing Billy McFarland's moves. Makes it look like an urgent matter. Although it's 7:05, I feel bad if someone's actually eating dinner. That'd be... kind of crude.
Not the most opportune time.
No.
Not the worst.
Could be worse. Do we get to make fun of people if they don't answer our calls from here on out?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Your
Nick Jackson, you don't answer.
Hey.
Hey, you are on the Charlie Me podcast for one question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, hot take. What are you doing for the polar vortex / how cold is it actually going to get in Kansas City, like 10 degrees?
I think our low is going to be like 8.
Oh. Balmy, yeah.
Bring out the Mai Tais.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're living it up down here. It's so glorious.
Yeah, so
are you guys getting like negative 25?
Negative 20 is the actual degrees when we wake up at 8 a.m.
Good God.
With a wind chill of -60.
Ugh.
So, but yeah, so are you guys going to go to like patios and drink for 8 degrees? I mean, that's pretty rough.
Oh, yeah. I'm stocking up on suntan lotion, and we're just going to see what happens.
I love it. I love it. Well, thanks for giving us the regional feel. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, you're welcome. Best of luck.
Bye.
Hey, Ben.
Ben. Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. Hey, I'll call you back in a little bit, but you're on a podcast right now with me and my buddy, and we're calling people in regards to the polar vortex.
Okay.
All right, so it's going to be negative 20 here in Chicago tomorrow. What's it going to be in Calgary? Calgary. You're in Calgary, right?
Yeah.
What's the temperature? What's the high tomorrow?
I could check. I mean, I think it's probably going to be around zero Celsius, though.
Celsius. Okay, around zero Celsius. So that's...
Yeah.
32 degrees, Grant.
32 degrees?
Yeah, about that.
Boy, that sounds really nice. I might come visit you.
Yeah, it's nice down here, man. It's
down here. Love it.
Okay, up here, I guess. But yeah, it's better down here.
I love it. All right, Ben. Hey, I'll hit you up in a little bit.
Sounds good, man. Good talk to you.
Good talk to you.
Okay, easy.
Bye. Mike Mahoney.
Hey, what's up, dude?
You are on, Charlie and me. We're asking people one question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What are you doing to prepare for the polar vortex?
Working from home.
Working from home. Boy, that's responsible of you.
Yeah, staying out of the cold.
Staying out of the cold and working from home.
You gonna do a thing to celebrate it? Like pop some champagne?
Drink some whiskey? I don't know.
Bake a chocolate cake?
Just have a nice look through it. I think
it's
how that
would work. I think your lips are already frozen. I love you.
Yeah, you caught me pretty out of breath.
All right. Bye, Mike.
All right. We'll see you. Bye.
You've reached Jack Spooner's office.
Jack. Jack, welcome to Charlie and Me. We have one question for you. Where's Jack Spooner's office? Well, it's two questions, I guess. Where's Jack Spooner's office located?
Jack Spooner's office is located in Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Jack, how are you guys handling the polar vortex, or how are you specifically handling the polar vortex?
Pretty much completely oblivious to anything that's happening.
What's the high tomorrow?
Probably like 55.
All right, well, fuck you.
See ya.
No.
I deserve that.
I'm kidding. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, for those of you that did not answer and have missed a call from Charlie or me, you don't have to text us. We get enough texts from each other.
You missed
a good opportunity.
To be a star.
The thing that really threw me off is when the Canadian said zero, and he's always talking in those freaking metric system things.
Easy conversion, Grant. Easy conversion.
Yeah, that was a really easy one, but I was like, wait. I just wasn't prepared to do it in my head.
Wait, is that cold, warm? It's lukewarm. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's going to be 32 degrees there. That sounds really nice.
I'd take that.
Yeah, break out the shorts. Let's go for a run.
It's roughly like 50 degrees. Wait, no. 80 degrees warmer.
It'd be 52 degrees if it's negative 20 here, buddy.
Well, I'm thinking wind chill.
Well, he wasn't talking about wind chill.
I'm saying there's going to be no wind chill there, but wind chill here.
But I bet there's still a little wind chill there. You think they don't get wind? They're right by the mountains. They got mountains all over the place.
This makes me think better or worse.
Yeah, you didn't think very well there. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. If you are doing something cool for the polar vortex, maybe let us know.
Comment on a post on Instagram or tweet at us or like send us some snail mail.
We offered 5 free spots to our Flag Day party?
I don't know if we announced it was on Flag Day, but
was it Flag Day? Did we not announce that?
We were talking on the side of probably Flag Day.
Oh, well, Flag Day party. We offered five free accommodations.
Four left.
We got four left. First one was taken. We had a great quick response from a very great listener. Thanks, Mom. We're rocking now. So guys, four spots left for our Flag Day party. Free accommodations.
Not gonna last long.
These are flying off the shelf. So come quick and stay long, I guess. I don't know. For those of you who didn't notice, Charlie and I are not recording in person today, and we're going to blame the polar vortex.
We already mentioned this.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were busy with your great
I didn't. Dinner. I don't think we mentioned that. I don't think we mentioned that was the reason why.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember that now. Damn. Damn. My memory
is always right. He's always right. I swear he's always right.
Yeah, he's not right. Charlie, what's your quote? Neil. What's your quote to end us out?
Simple. Winter is coming.
Oh.
House Stark.
Winter's here.
Game of Thrones.
Winter is here.
Nah, it's coming. Okay. It's not quite here yet.
Fair. For those of you stuck inside on a cold day, maybe like tomorrow. Or today, if you're listening to it on Wednesday.
All we've talked about.
Let your mind wander and your heart stick. Hey, Charlie, we want to be just like every other media source. We want to talk about the hot weather, and that's about it. Or the hot thing in weather.
We're just helping everyone with their small talk, because now so many people are going to listen to this. Hey, remember Charlie and me when they talk about this thing about the polar?
Yeah. When you pick up your conference call on Thursday and everyone talks about how cold they were on Wednesday, you can bring up Charlie and me and maybe recruit some new listeners.
And like how we gave so many great ideas, or our friends gave so many great ideas on ways to occupy themselves.
I think Dino Nugs might be close to the top.
Dino Nugs and toilet paper.
Toilet paper and Dino Nugs and Chinese food.
They're doing it right.
All right, everybody stay warm out there.
Deuces.